Running a business shouldn't feel like surviving a software group project. One app for accounting, another for inventory, another for sales, and somehow none of them talk to each other. That's where Odoo comes in, an all-in-one business management software that brings every part of your business together, from sales and accounting to inventory and marketing, all in one powerful platform. No messy integrations, no bouncing between tabs, and best of all, no spreadsheets. Stop managing software and start managing your business with one unified system. Try for free today at odoo.com/iHeartRadio. That's odoo.com/iHeartRadio.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I am John Batchelor, welcoming Michael Yon. He is in Austin, Texas. When we last spoke with Michael, he was in McAllen, Texas, on the border, observing unusual activity. Mysteriously unusual activity by some authority, Texas or the federal government, some authority or NGOs working on the behalf of a government official. What he was observing was there was a former Walmart in Brownsville, Texas, which is a large city to the east of McAllen, right on the border. And in this Walmart, there were several hundred children, maybe as many as 1,000 or more, boys, males, under 18. There was also a facility matching it, not Walmart's, another facility, with young women, girls. These were unaccompanied children, and where they were going was part of the mystery. I asked Michael to investigate, as best he could, who was paying for it, because Michael reported circling the Walmart's, there were security, but it was private security, it occurred to me, and they were very clearly not welcoming outsiders such as Michael and his team who are reporting on the migrant flow from the Mexican border to Texas border. Michael's now in Austin, Texas, the capital, well northwest of where he was last week. So first, the mystery at the Walmarts. Good evening to you, Michael. Were you able to determine anything about the Walmarts, who's paying for it, who those private security guards are working for, and where the children go when they leave that the facility? Good evening to you.
Good evening. We actually determined a lot. We didn't focus on the actual ownership of the Supercenter, for instance, former Walmart Supercenter in Brownsville, Texas. And by the way, the boys are not outside. There's 1,400 or 1,500 in there. It's unclear the actual numbers. The parking lot is filled, but it's blocked off. It's filled with workers. But the boys are kept inside, right? And so they don't get much sunshine. And we were told by someone who formerly worked in there that occasionally some of the very good boys get to go to the nearby McDonald's, just a small group, right? What they're being good about, I don't know. But it's quite interesting. So more and more whistleblowers are coming out from different places, which I think is causing some paranoia within their ranks in these facilities in Texas and California and other places. But we now have a database with over 8,000 addresses to where the children are being dropped off. And let me clarify, we don't actually know who owns that property yet because we've been focusing on the children at this time. And we have limited resources like everyone else. So we're focused on where are these children going? What's the actual, I mean, I see many coming through the Darien Gap. We see them coming through Tapachula, Mexico. We see them crossing into our border at McAllen and, you know, all over the place, whether it's Arizona, Yuma, just unbelievable numbers of crossing places. And many of the children end up in these facilities, you know, which some of the quote-unquote crazy people were warning about years ago that they would use some of these big box stores like Walmart properties to house people, which sounded over-the-top crazy, but actually it's turned out to be true. It's actually demonstrably true. You can go to Brownsville Supercenter and see. So where are these children going? Some of them are going to addresses near where I'm at right now in Austin, Texas. We have a huge database of the over 8,000 drop-offs. Many are going to Florida. For instance, they will they have escorts, these the people that are transporting the basically kidnapped kids. I mean, the children are not allowed to leave that former Walmart Supercenter in Brownsville or some of the other facilities. Nobody is allowed to go in and see them. It's totally blocked off. You will be met with aggressive security if you go up there. We're building another giant one near El Paso, which I've been there. They're all over the place, Pecos, Texas, many, many, many. And so you'll be met with aggressive security. You're not going to be allowed to go in there and see them. They're not allowed to leave. They're not allowed to communicate out very much. We're told by insiders that worked in these facilities, and some actually still work in them, that children will cry. They'll try to kill themselves. They want to go back to their countries of origin. They want to go back with their parents. How they got here often is a mystery. And so here they are. They end up in these child warehouses. And so what is often happening is these escorts will fly them out of airports like Harlingen in Texas or McAllen in Texas, and they'll fly either chartered aircraft or actually we know specifically United flies many of the children. And I wouldn't say that. I realize there's legal peril if that's untrue, but it's true. And they'll fly them to places like Jacksonville and Orlando. And these escorts have to be at least 19 years old. You can't even make up this stuff. Have to have a GED. And so some of the escorts are just 19, 20, 21 years old, and they're escorting between 5 and 10 children. If they have 10 children, we're told it'll be two escorts. But if it's just 5 children, you might have a 19, 20, 21-year-old escort that will fly them to from places like Texas to Orlando or Jacksonville, other places. And often the children are met at baggage claim and picked up by people. Nobody knows who they are. They just flash some paperwork and they can take the children. The children are often crying. We're told that sometimes when people come to pick up the children, the people are drunk or appear to be on drugs or they're aggressive. The kids don't want to go. Sometimes on the flights, they don't have direct flights and they get detoured somewhere. And due to layover reasons, they'll end up having the escorts will have to share a hotel room with the children. And the escorts are told they have to sleep on the couch. The children can have the bed. So you can have an escort there literally supposedly sleeping on a couch with 5 children that he's escorting, right? This is unbelievably over the top. I mean, we have, we'll lay it all out. I mean, we've got 3 congressmen coming in on Monday, or that's tomorrow, and we will be talking about this in great detail with them and some others.
Michael, ask you about Brownsville. It's a large city, very sophisticated, a lot of people coming through there. This is where SpaceX, for example, has a lot of workers who live in Brownsville. SpaceX is just to the west of there. Does Brownsville have an opinion of this? Do the people in Brownsville know about it and talk about it or refer to it or scratch their heads the way you do?
Most of the people don't seem to know what's going on, just like most people in the United States don't realize that we are going into global famines. They're coming. And they just don't see it coming. It's like the giant asteroid in the sky. That you know, whether it's down at Eagle Pass and you know, there's a golf course right by the Rio Grande at Eagle Pass, which I've been there many, many times. Spent I don't know probably a month there, and there's people out there playing golf that don't realize that the people I've asked them before, they're playing golf in clear view of the Rio Grande River, and they don't realize that that's a major trafficking spot, you know, and the people crossing the river right in front of them and coming up on the golf course, right? It's just like, now I understand how this Nazi stuff actually unfolded. And then years later, we look back and go, well, how could you not know that they were loading them up on the trains to do this and that and the other and destroy human life? And now I see Border Patrol, National Guard, Texas, the Department of Public Security, all helping, or public safety, all basically gears in the big clock of Big Ben, little gears. My job is just doing my job, sir. I'm just loading up the buses, getting my pension. You know, the people in Brownsville, when we would bring, you know, I get a lot of messages from Brownsville now that I've talked about this publicly a couple times. And people are like, where is that? And I'm like, the super center. Like I keep saying, go to it. You're from Brownsville. It's the super center. The Walmart Supercenter that's closed. It's not hidden. Michael, it's right by the McDonald's. It's right by the gas station.
A Walmart Supercenter has a big parking lot. Is it filled?
It's filled. It's filled with workers. It's filled with, and it's blocked off. And you'll see people out there, you know, pretending to or watering the plants. You know, they seem to be part of the security because when I show up with a camera, they're all cagey, you know, the way those kind of people can be, you know, for them, you know, the intruders that come, you can see, if you look this up online, there actually are news articles about it. So it's not like it's not like it's not been in the news. People know about it. It's been in the news for several years, and yet nobody is out there picketing. Nobody is blocking the, you know, the entrance and the exits. Like, where's the SWAT team? Why is the SWAT team not raiding there and arresting all these child traffickers?
There are a lot of license plates on the cars in the Walmarts. Are they Texas license plates? Did you see anything from out of state?
I saw all Texas, but I wasn't able to go deep into there because I was looking for that specifically. But, you know, I don't know what's up near the entrance, but near the periphery where they have a bunch of, there's a pizza place right across, like you know, 30 meters from the edge of the parking lot, where you could actually sit there and count the license tags, which will, you know, before this is over, we'll have every plate coming and going out of there. But at this point, we haven't done it yet.
And your information does not point to either being Texas money or federal money, correct? It could be either, it could be both.
Well, the Texas, certainly the Texas governor knows what's going on. And the Texas National Guard and whatnot, the Border Patrol, they are part of the apparatus that delivers the children. We know that much. For instance, because we follow the buses on the border, whether it's McAllen and so many other places, where we watch the children get loaded up by Border Patrol and sometimes National Guard, and we follow the buses. They go to, for instance, in McAllen, the Border Patrol office in McAllen, right? And then from there, they start being, the children and others start being distributed to the processing facilities.
Michael Yon, report. It's at @Michael_Yon is the Twitter address where Michael files all of his reports or links to all of his reports. He's in Austin, Texas, the capital of Texas. And we're reflecting upon what he's learned at the border between McAllen and Brownsville, Texas. We're going to turn to the global story next because Michael's traveled these last years, and each of the locations he's reported in from is now making news for the large story of migration from the global south to the global north. Is there a pattern? This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Running a business shouldn't feel like surviving a software group project. One app for accounting, another for inventory, another for sales, and somehow none of them talk to each other. That's where Odoo comes in, an all-in-one business management software that brings every part of your business together, from sales and accounting to inventory and marketing, all in one powerful platform. No messy integrations, no bouncing between tabs, and best of all, no spreadsheets. Stop managing software and start managing your business with one unified system. Try for free today at odoo.com/iHeartRadio. That's odoo.com/iHeartRadio.
Este calor no da tregua y tu paciencia ya se agotó. Es hora de encontrar algo que de verdad te refresque. Todo o nada en 7-Eleven con alitas sin hueso bañadas en salsa de miel picante. Dulces, picantes y perfectas. Disponible en 7-Eleven por solo $5 con 7 Rewards. Visita tu 7-Eleven local de Columbus y satisface ese antojo hoy. Válido hasta el 23 de junio de 2026. Hasta agotar existencias. Tiendas participantes. Ver términos en la app.
On this episode of Plant Killers, we'll explore one nation's most notorious fruit and vegetable killer, bad dirt. What makes bad dirt so bad? The answer? The ingredients. But fear not, true crime enthusiasts. This story has a happy ending. Miracle-Gro Organic raised bed and garden soil. It's made with quality organic ingredients from upcycled green waste like compost and aged bark. Unlike the other guys who can't say the same. Looks like Bad Dirt's murdering days are over, thanks to Miracle-Gro. Join us next time on Plant Killers.